Sherwood Forest. Boys being chased through the forest by men on horseback. Running at full pelt between the trees, he glances over his shoulder. The horsemen are still giving chase. Roy runs down a slope, moving deeper into the forest as the horses' hooves thunder across the carpet of leaves. He runs past Robin, who gives him a wink. His men are hiding behind the trees. Robin opens his arms as he stands ready and waiting for the sheriff's men to approach. Two riders run into a line that's been stretched between the trees, sending them flying from their horses. Then Robin's men attack, pulling the other soldiers from their mounts. Oh! Gisborne arrives just as Robin's men are getting on the horses. Robin sees him and laughs. As Robin rides off with his band of outlaws behind him, a hint of a smile crosses Gisborne's face. Robin Hood. Starring Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. With Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and William Beck. Created by Dominic Minghella and Foz Allen, written by Mark Wadlow, directed by Richard Standeven. Episode 4, Parenthood.
A good idea, Roy.
Do we like it? I think we do. Fantastic.
Roy!
Roy avoids taking Mutch's hand.
Yeah, very funny.
Very funny.
See, anything with my idea, I get to keep the nag, right?
A nag? This is a Destrier warhorse of the finest pedigree.
Of course, my friend, you deserve it.
Mutch, do not be so easily wounded.
Oh, you have it then if you're going to cry about it.
I am not crying.
Hearing the cries, Will goes off to investigate. Lying under a tree on the forest floor is a baby wrapped in swaddling. Will picks it up and cradles it, then turns to the men.
What is it? I mean, I know what it is, but...
It's a boy. We rode straight past it, we could have trampled it.
Where's its mother?
This baby's cold. Mother's long gone.
Can't you stop it crying?
Yeah.
Alan Adele turns the baby upside down.
Whoa!
What?
That's how you shut him up.
Come on, leave it. Let's go.
You can't just leave a baby.
What do you want to do with it? We're outlaws, not wet nurses.
Hey, how'd you do that?
Likes me.
He's lucky to be alive. There's hoof prints everywhere.
Shh. No noise, no movement.
Holding the baby, Robin crouches down on the forest floor, suspicious.
What is it? Look at these hoof prints. They're marked. Gizmon is not the fool he looks like. He will track us.
That's clever. You've got to admit.
You didn't think of that, did you?
I'm not being funny, here, but shouldn't we be moving on? They could be coming already.
They could be here already.
They turn and see Gisborne and his men have completely surrounded them.
Master, what do we do?
What can we do? We do not believe in harming man nor beast.
What?
Vermin, on the other hand.
Gisborne's men advance on foot and begin fighting the outlaws with swords. Still holding the baby, Robin gets punched in the jaw.
You mind? Baby to sleep!
Robin throws the baby to one of the soldiers. Someone axes the soldier from behind, then Robin retrieves the infant. The outlaws are gaining the upper hand. Gisborne approaches and throws his mace at Robin. Roy shoves Robin clear but gets hit himself on the head. Two soldiers pick up his unconscious body and carry it to a horse.
Roy!
Gisborne and his men ride off with Roy. In a clearing, Little John's tending to a pot over a fire when he turns and sees Robin and the others coming back. He gets up and goes to meet them. Robin shakes his head bitterly.
They got Roy.
The horses were marked. They tracked us. It's a baby.
John turns and fixes Robin with an intense stare.
John, I am so sorry.
We go to Nottingham.
Nottingham Castle.
Good news for the village of Clun. No new outbreaks for a fortnight. And pestilence, whatever it was, is gone.
Then we can lift the quarantine. Feed the survivors.
Now, the people of Clun, they are a grubby people. The great unwashed. Low on taxes, high on moaning. Quarantine remains.
They must be fed. They will die.
Marion.
Oh, sweet. My dear, you have to understand, these are incapable people. They do not look after themselves. We must not. We cannot nanny them.
But how can they look after themselves if we will not allow them to leave their village?
I agree. This is a conundrum. Another conundrum is this. Whom do I tax to pay for the food for the hopeless of Clun? Do I rob from Peter to pay for Paul? Simpler to keep the quarantine in place, and then after 1 or 2 weeks we say that the village has been cleansed. I may house my garrison there.
You cannot let healthy people die. It is barbaric. If it became known that
interesting.
We have
this fire in your belly. Is this reason talking, or is it frustration? Frustration at being how old now and still a maiden?
Marion looks shocked. A servant speaks to the sheriff.
Excuse me, I have other business.
The sheriff takes his leave. In a prison cell, Roy's being tortured by Gisborne.
My name is Royston White. I fight for Robin Hood and King Richard. My name is Royston White. I fight for Robin Hood and King Richard.
The sheriff comes in.
It would be wise, would it not, to break his jaw after he's taught, rather than before. Who is he?
His associates. Bred in my stables. Unfortunately for them, I had my horses shod with an identifying mark, which enabled me to track them down.
My name is Royston White. I fight for Robin Hood and King Richard. I'll say no more.
Oh, you said enough. You must have had a very difficult day.
What?
Let our friend rest.
What's happening here?
Shh. Shh.
The sheriff and Gisborne leave the cell.
He'll not talk, I can assure you, unless he's beaten.
First, find out if he has any relatives in Nottingham.
The sheriff walks on, twirling the leather tag taken from around Roy's neck. A kitchen maid arrives with a tray.
You are back quickly. Did he cry?
Gisborne walks off without answering her. She carries the tray of food and drink over to Roy's cell. He scrambles across the floor, and she crouches down and hands him a cup through the bars.
What's your name?
Annie.
Why do you smile at him, Annie?
He has another side. A side he cannot show.
You're wrong.
Be careful. If I had position, I would be his wife.
He told you that, did he?
I'm the mother of his child.
Well, you look what he did to me.
He shows her his bruised flesh.
Don't let him anywhere near your child.
Shut up. He is a good man. He's found a good home for my baby, the Abbey of Kirklees. That is not cheap. It will cost money.
What do you want to do with it? We're outlaws, not wet nurses.
Roy remembers the baby being found in the forest. Al and Adele arrives back with the others.
Central courtyard, portcullis, all heavily manned.
The east wall, where the builders are working.
Teeming. How about the south wall?
Too high.
Look, even if we do get in, I've heard the new door to the dungeon's 2 foot thick.
I heard about the door too, but I also heard that Robert of York put it in.
And?
Well, Robert of York can't make a hinge to save his life. The lock side will be strong as an ox, but the hinge side will be weak, especially with the weight of 2 feet of timber.
In the torchlit castle dungeons, Annie sets down a tray of food and drink on the floor outside Roy's cell.
What's your baby called?
None of your business. Seth.
He's a few weeks old. He's got a velvet shawl.
Yes. Did you meet him on the way to the Abbey?
Sort of.
Seeing Gisborne approaching, Annie takes her leave. Gisborne leans on the bars of Roy's cell.
Sheriff wants to see you.
What is the point of us all dying?
For every man there is a purpose which he sets up in his life. Let yours be the doing of all good deeds. That's us, lads.
Is that the Bible?
It's the Quran.
What's that?
It's the Turk Bible. He read it in the Holy Land.
Why? I wanted to know what it was that we were fighting.
Guards bring Roy in to see the sheriff, who's picking his feet with Gisborne at his side.
Ah. Royston White. I fight for king and country. Bloody, bloody, blah. Now look, I'll be blunt. I have a favour to ask. I would be very grateful if you would use this on our mutual friend, Robin Hood.
So wanna kill me or mother?
Yes. What an amazing coincidence. See, when people say things like, I'd sooner kill me or mother, they don't usually have that statement tested.
A woman is brought in.
Mother.
Oh, Royston! I thought you were dead. Oh. I thought you were dead.
I was going to come back. I was going to come back when things were better. They never got better.
Oh, yes. I like those. This is good. Mm-hmm. The horns of dilemma. Kill Robin or kill Mother. So which is it to be?
I'm not doing it.
No, you do not understand what dilemma means. It means you have to do one or the other. You have to decide. And if you don't, well, let's just say I'll decide for you. So, should we say sunrise tomorrow? I don't know about you, but I work best to a deadline. Of course, when people say deadline, they don't usually mean that somebody will be dead at the end of it.
The sheriff puts a dagger and belt around Roy's neck, then gives him a reassuring pat on the shoulders. Later, Roy climbs on a horse.
So, you've made an heroic escape, I think. Haven't you? And my men, well, they're determined to catch you. Oh, look, and don't forget your little badge of honour. Well, go on then, run.
Roy remains rooted to the spot. Robin's carrying the baby in a sling.
What are you doing with the baby?
Well, we can't leave him.
We can't come with either. What are you going to do? Give him a little dagger? A little bone quiver?
Oh, look, there's Roy!
Seeing Roy riding out beyond the city walls, Robin goes a little way to meet him.
Roy!
He gestures for Roy to follow them. Four of the sheriff's men are chasing after Roy, but when Robin and his men disappear into the woods, they stop. Soon after, Roy has joined the others.
It is good to have you back, sir.
Good to be back.
Yeah, good. Good, yeah.
Roy.
John.
Hey, how'd you escape?
Oh, you know, Well, I showed the sheriff some of my moves. I reckon he was impressed. I reckon he was going to ask me to join his side. I said, no thanks, mate. I don't do red wine from Burgundy. I'm an October ale man, mate.
So what, how many did you take down?
Oh, a few. Yeah, yeah, quite a few.
100? 200?
Well, not that many. Come off it.
March is cradling the baby.
Moves.
He notices Roy's horse.
Stop. Stop, he's going to kill us.
You what?
Who?
Him!
What?
No, the horse! The same trick! They trapped us! He sent them right to us! We're done for!
Robin checks the horse's shoe, then shakes his head.
March. Well, it was possible. You've got to admit that.
Robin, I need to tell you. Something happened at the castle.
Go on.
I have something that... I know the baby's name.
Okay.
It's Seth.
He's called Seth.
I met the father in the castle dungeon just for stealing bread. It looks like the mother, the thought of raising the child on her own, she must have panicked and brought the baby out to the woods.
This sheriff, he's destroying lives.
But the mother lives out in Knighton. You and I, we should take him home and give her some money to keep the child.
Are we moving on?
No. Meet at sunset at the Longstone.
Well, where are you going?
Knighton? Take the baby home.
Roy knows where he lives.
Come on. Well, shall I come?
No. Well, more than 2 weeks attract attention.
Ah, good. I'll stay here, sort things out. I thought we could have rabbit, you know, for supper.
Clun Village. Marion rides a cart up to a cordon of soldiers outside the village walls.
Lady Marion.
Good day.
What can I do for you?
I need 5 minutes in the village.
Ah, that I cannot do.
Please.
I cannot.
Please.
No.
Step aside, I have business in the village.
There is a quarantine, surely you know that, pestilence.
The pestilence is long gone. You know that. And if you don't, you are a fool.
Sheriff's orders, I cannot let you in.
I am the daughter of the old sheriff, and I am ordering you to step aside. The people in here are starving.
Another soldier investigates the cart and finds it full of baskets of food.
If the sheriff knew your game, he'd have your guts for garters. I'm right, aren't I?
The pestilence is gone. These people need food.
Oh. Nice pie. Now, how about a kiss to go along with that? What do you say, my lady?
Everybody still, if you please.
Robin and Roy approach with the baby. Robin slides off his horse, then goes up to Marion.
Having a little trouble?
Nothing I cannot resolve myself, thank you.
Sword.
The village has been starved. The disease has gone, but the sheriff has not lifted the quarantine. He wants the village for accommodation.
Roy, tie them. Then what was your plan? To sweet talk the guards? Bad idea.
Oh, and you have a better one.
Now, food's being thrown into the village on arrows.
Look, it's bread! Quick, everyone! Run, run, come on, quickly, quickly!
Bless you, Robin Hood!
Bless you!
Bless you, Robin Hood!
That is a waste of arrows.
No.
You could simply throw the food.
We could. But where would be the fun in that?
An arrow hits Robin in the arm.
Ah! Robin! Ah!
Get out of it!
Robin rips the arrow from his arm as a group of the sheriff's men arrive. Robin climbs on his horse.
Robin, let me help you.
No. Feeding the poor is foolish but understandable. Helping me is a hanging offence. Give me the baby. This is no sport for a woman.
More than it is for a child. Is he yours?
Robin! Split up. No buts!
Robin and Roy bolt away from the village with the soldiers hot on their heels. Arriving at the edge of the forest, the two outlaws split up, and Robin rides off into the trees with the baby clutched to his chest. Several soldiers are gaining on him. Robin disappears around a corner, then moments later, his horse gallops on without him. Robin's lying hidden in the undergrowth. He tries to quieten the baby as the soldiers ride past. Suddenly, the silver blade of a dagger is thrust towards him through the leaves. It's Roy.
Where did you get that dagger? Announce yourself next time. I could have killed you.
Did we lose them?
We're alone. I said split up. You disobeyed me. I'm glad you did.
It'll soon be dark. Our mission to reunite mother and child should maybe wait a day. What do you think?
It cannot wait.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
Robin!
Marion arrives just as Roy was about to raise the dagger.
Don't just stand there.
She takes the baby from Robin, then moves away from the cover of the trees. Robin collects his things, then follows her. Now, a young woman comes out of a house as Marion pulls up in the cart with Robin and Roy behind her. The woman bows.
Lady Marion.
No, you have not seen me, understand?
As you wish.
Can you help me?
The woman looks at Robin and the baby, then nods.
This needle is thick and blunt. Are you prepared?
It's the way you sell it.
You'll need to take off your shirt.
Gingerly, Robin pulls his shirt over his head. Marion notices an old wound on his side.
Saracen attack on the king. Caught us unawares. To this day, I do not know how.
Is this why you returned?
The stitching became infected. I took a fever, and when I woke, the king had gone south and left orders for me to return to fully recover.
So you return and take instantly to the woods?
I
It must be clean or you will take another fever.
So, you never told me. When I was in the Holy Land, you must have had suitors.
Ah!
I must have.
Well, it is surprising you were not married.
It is. And yet when one considers that marriage requires a man, perhaps not. A word of advice. Your charms, such as they are, ceased working on me at least 5 years ago.
A challenge?
A statement.
Ow!
That hurt.
Yes!
Good. Just tying off.
As she finishes stitching his arm, he looks at her admiringly.
Kiss it better. Ah!
Done.
Outside, the woman catches Roy looking through the window.
You spying? Up to no good.
She enters the house.
I heard crying. This is the milk and cheese for the mother.
This is not our child.
Marion glances at Robin.
Master! Master!
Stay here.
Robin and the woman go out.
Your horse returned without you. I have.
Now alone, Marion crosses the humble abode and crouches down beside the baby. As she carefully lifts him into her arms, Robin returns and watches her for a moment from the doorway.
Can you take the baby?
Me?
His mother lives in Knighton.
What, because I'm a woman?
Because I have to go, my men are here.
The call of the wild.
Marion, why is it everything you say to me sounds like a criticism?
I do not know. I suppose these are the lives we have chosen. Always different directions.
And yours is the better direction?
I work within the system, it is the only way.
Not at night. You dress up as... who is it? The night watchman?
I do not taunt the sheriff. I do not publicly flout his decisions.
Okay, so today at Clun.
That was different. It was an emergency.
And you were wonderful. You were bold and... I wish there were more emergencies.
Is it all a big joke to you?
Is it all so serious to you?
Well, forgive me for being careful, but so far nobody has had their tongue cut out because of me. Take your baby.
She gives him the baby, then strides out. Ignoring Robin's men who are gathered outside, she climbs onto her cart and rides off. Robin emerges from the house.
A storm's coming from the east. A forest is no place to have a bairn. You stay here tonight.
Thank you.
No, we can't.
Why?
Well, we've got to get the baby back to its mother.
Do it tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Now get inside, all of you. I want you gone before dawn.
Knighton Hall. As Marion comes to a halt, her father comes out of the house and shakes his head at her gravely. Gisborne and the sheriff are waiting for her.
Rumours abound. The pestilence is over.
It is over.
Oh, my dear. That was between you and me and the Council of Nobles. You see, now we have a problem. Either I say you were wrong, you made a mistake, and leave the quarantine in place.
I was not wrong.
Or I say you were right, lift the quarantine, let the layabouts live, and then look for somewhere else to house my garrison.
Then say I was right.
Now, you see, there's always a catch. In politics, there's always a deal. If I were to say that you were right, then I would lose face. Well, that can't happen. We must have authority. There, I'll have to punish you for your outspokenness.
Punish me.
The sheriff steps up close to her.
I do not listen to suggestions that you are consorting with Robin Hood. That would be unforgivable.
What punishment?
Oh, don't worry, nothing personal. Just politics. You'd have to hurt them.
What punishment?
Now, in a castle courtyard, Marion is led towards a gallows wearing a sackcloth robe. The sheriff and Gisborne come out after her.
Marion.
She's led past her father.
Long and flowing. Sweet.
Subdued townspeople stand by as Marion's led up onto the platform where she turns to face the sheriff.
We cannot have challenges to our authority. The law applies to everybody, even the privileged.
He gives a nod, and a guard cuts off Marion's long dark hair.
Wasted beauty. Humiliation, sometimes so much better than execution.
Now darkness has fallen. In the house in the forest, Roy is awake while the rest of Robin's men are fast asleep. Staring ahead, grim-faced, Roy watches as Robin stirs on his bed of straw. Robin's having a nightmare from the Crusades, where he's in a burning room fighting off a sword-wielding Saracen. He awakes abruptly to find Roy about to plunge the dagger into him, and he grabs his wrists in the nick of time.
Roy, what are you doing?
Sorry!
Master! Get up, wake up!
What are you doing? We came to rescue you! Everybody here was waiting to risk his life for you!
I'm gonna kill him!
In war, a rescued man owes his life to his rescuers! He gives his life like that for the men who saved him!
What is going on?
This one tried to kill Robin!
John stares at Roy in angry disbelief.
You were like my son!
John sends Roy flying with a fist to the face, and the others have to hold him back.
Kill me!
Kill you! John! Leave it!
Kill him!
John, that's enough!
Kill him!
Listen to me! Listen to me! That's enough. Enough. I need to think. Stop. Now.
Robin rolls off John, who gets to his feet and spits. Looking wretched, Roy leans against a wall and hangs his head. Robin sits down opposite him, clutching his arm.
What have I ever done to you to make you want to kill me?
My mother! They've got my mother!
And they'll kill her. Unless you kill me first.
She'll hang at dawn.
I hate the sheriff.
While the others look on expectantly, Robin gets up and crouches down in front of Roy.
And the story about the child's mother? That was a lie too?
Gisborne is the father.
Gisborne?
The mother's a kitchen girl. She thinks Gisborne's going to take the child to Kirtley's Abbey to be raised there.
Gisborne too.
But that doesn't mean that this one can go around killing my master.
What?
We have two mothers to rescue before sunrise.
Roy looks at them pitifully. At Nottingham Castle, a cart carrying a large wooden crate is driven through the gates. The driver raps on the crate. A flap on the side drops down, and Alan Adale and Will Scarlet scramble out. From around a corner, they spy two guards closing up the gates. Swiftly, they attack the guards from behind and open up the gates, allowing John, Mutch, Roy and Robin to sneak inside. Alan runs off in one direction, while the rest of the band climb up stone steps to the first floor cloisters. Arriving at a door, Will hands Mutch his axe, gently taps on the wood with his knuckles, then uses the back of an axe to loosen the hinge. Alan finds the maid Annie chopping vegetables in the kitchen.
Annie?
Yeah.
I think this belongs to you.
He hands her a piece of her baby's clothing. She lifts it to her face and breathes in its scent. Now, Will blows away the wood shavings from the hole he's made by cutting out the hinge. Then he reaches through and feels his way to the bolt. Then everyone steps back, allowing little John to give the door an almighty shove with his shoulder. The door falls away. Robin scrambles over it, then leads his men down the steps into the dungeons. Armed to the hilt, they creep quietly between the cells.
Mother! 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 Mary! Mother. Mary! 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 Mother!
Mary! Mary!
The sheriff.
Mary! 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 Mary!
Where is she? What are you doing here?
Gisborne, what do you think? Does that look like the first light of day? I kept my side of the bargain. You didn't keep yours. So, bring them to see the Mary Mary. Swing.
In the cold morning light, Roy's mother Mary is being led towards the hangman's noose. As she climbs up onto the gallows, Roy is brought past under armed guard.
Mother!
No hood, I think.
You're rotting hell for this!
Really? Just for this? Mary, Mary's boys contrary, time to see her swing.
Margaret! I will kill you!
Annie!
Do not move! You left him in the woods! You said he would be safe! You left him to die! Our son! Our baby!
Gisborne knocks the knife from Annie's hand, then strikes her hard. In the confusion that follows, Robin and his men attack their guards, while Alan Adale kicks Gisborne away from Annie, then helps her to escape. Robin hurries to the gallows, where he dispatches the hangman, then removes the noose from around Mary's neck. John helps Mary down.
To the horses! Come on, then!
The outlaws are almost at the gates when the sheriff grabs Roy and holds a knife to his throat.
Locksley!
Why so much haste, my friend? Sorry to ruin your day, but if you leave, he gets it.
This is our old friend, the Dilemma Calling.
Master, you cannot give yourself up every 5 minutes!
Robin, no!
Robin, yes.
Let him go, or we all die here today.
Oh, come along, Robin. We both of us know we've had this conversation many times, and we also know that you're not the killing kind. Me?
Ah! Run! For my mother! For the baby!
No, Roy!
Roy throws John his tag.
My name is Roy Stewart! I find my Robin Hood and King of Inches!
Roy's repeatedly stabbed.
He does this for you. Come, move.
King of Inches!
Robin reluctantly runs off with the others. Later, back in the forest, the outlaws are standing with Mary, Annie and the baby in a circle around a fire. As they all gaze sadly at the flames, John steps forward and places Roy's spiked club on the fire. Then he stands back and lets out a sad sigh. He looks down at Roy's leather tag with the cross within a circle.
In a light.
Mary approaches the fire and drops a red rose on the flames. Now it's daytime, and a cart's being driven through the forest with Marion on horseback behind it. When Robin and his men step out from the trees, the cart stops. Wearing a hood, Robin goes up to Marion.
Your hair.
It was a nuisance to wash.
Annie climbs up onto the cart, then is handed her baby.
Thank you, my lady.
Lady Glasson is a good mistress. You will be well looked after. And Seth, too.
And you, too. Thank you. From me, especially from...
Go. You have a long journey.
One thing.
Will hands Annie a pouch.
Open it later.
Thank you.
As the cart drives onwards, Marion lingers a moment and looks at Robin.
I'm going this way.
I'm going...
always different directions.
When she turns her horse and sets off back the way she came, he watches her with a hint of regret on his face.
I have to say, I'm not going to miss that baby.
Me neither.
Peace.
Sleep.
Robin pauses in the road for a moment to watch the cart going one way and Marion disappearing off in the opposite direction. A little further along the road, Annie looks in the pouch Will gave her and finds a perfectly curved miniature recurve bow and a quiver of arrows. She smiles.